This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Going to San Francisco, we've got Judy. Hey, Judy, how's it going?
Hey, going okay.
What's up, Judy? How can we help?
How can we help?
Take a breath, hon.
You can take your time.
My sister just got married June 11th, and then just shy of her 1 month anniversary, my brother-in-law just suddenly died in the house.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I'm thinking it's either a massive heart attack or a brain aneurysm at birth. This is the first time in our family that we've ever had the sudden unexpected loss. I just want to know how we can help her get through this.
I'm so sorry, Judy.
And she is lucky to have you. Tell me about this guy.
His name's Mike. He's only 35.
Was he a fun guy, a silly guy, a grumpy guy? Tell me about him.
He's a fun guy. He had some struggles growing up, but he had turned his life around. And for my sister, he was like out of the guys that she was with before, he was the only one who kind of like was her equal and to match her. He was just so fun and easygoing and totally non-judgmental.
Yeah,
like it's so easy to have a conversation with him.
A guy that you want your sister to be married to, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Judy, our heart's broken with yours and your family's, and we'll be thinking about you guys and praying for you guys. Right now, you're going to be in a season of disbelief and of trying to get the next right thing done, which is often eating, which is often going outside and going for a walk, which is often sleeping and making sure the light bill is paid. Were y'all able to have a funeral and everybody get to go?
Yeah, it's going to be this Thursday. I'm going to be flying out to the East Coast to good. Be with her.
Good. So if at all possible, make sure you don't miss that funeral. Make sure you're a part of that. And a funeral is a great way to tell somebody that you love them, that you remember them, and especially as a way that you can show your sister that you love her. Often, and again, everybody does grief differently, and so not judging your sister, not telling her she should be doing this by now or that by now. You know what? It's about a week now, so you should not have any of that kind of language, but just letting her know that you love her. If you can spend some time there with her, if you can make sure that she's got meals that are going to show up at her house, if you've got people that are going to show up there with her, whenever the time comes that you got to start packing boxes and go through wills and go through life insurance stuff, that she's got somebody there with her that can walk along that side. That, and I do this for a living, and if my wife suddenly passed away, I'd have somebody with me because I know enough to know that I wouldn't be clear doing that. The other thing is, if she's got a job and she doesn't have an emergency needs financially, there is no rush. The guy who was important in my life said six months to a year. Take your time, man. And then for you as sister, texting every day, checking in with her, telling her that you love her, calling your mom and make sure they're doing good. If y'all got other brothers and sisters, but just making sure everybody's talking and communicating together. Okay. And then there's when the time comes, there is nothing worse than handing somebody some cliche pillow with a clever slogan on it, or handing somebody some book when they're struggling. Right. But over time, 2 months, 5 months, 7 months, the book Finding Meaning by David Kessler, I think, is the masterpiece on grief, on how to think through what's happening in your heart and head when you've lost somebody close to you. And that might be something that you say, hey, let's read this together, because you're struggling. You're all struggling. Everybody's struggling. The main thing here is there's no right way to do grief. Everybody does it different. And there is no rush to do anything or feel a certain way. This is just gonna hurt. Y'all are right in the middle of it, and I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I am glad. She's lucky to have you as a sister who's going to go out there and see her. Okay? So I want you to keep us. Let us know how the funeral goes. Let us know if there's anything else we can do to help. And if your sister needs help figuring out finances or what comes next or how she's going to make sense of the next 6 months, next year, next 2 years, tell her to give us a call back. But we're grateful for your heart, Judy, and we'll be thinking and praying about you.
So sorry that happened. John, I like how you pointed out that everyone does grief differently, because I think that it gives people permission and freedom to have grace for themselves if it looks different than how someone else does it or what they thought it was going to look like. And I think that that has got to be almost just a source of comfort in that season, that knowing there's no performance, there's no formula, there's no playbook of like, this is how it should go, because it's different for everyone and every situation
is
different.
Well, and the last thing we need to do is beat ourselves up, because
more pressure on yourself.
Yeah. Or sometimes when folks don't know what to do, they want to help, they don't know how, so they project onto people who are hurting.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you need to be doing this, this, and this, and this, because that's them trying to take control back, which I get, and I honor it. But man, the last thing people often need is another set of expectations. They do need to get up, and they do need to eat, and they need to go exercise, and they do need to take showers and things like that. So there is some needs there, but this whole, you need to move on, or somebody go find somebody else, or you need to get rid of all the clothes. Man, that everybody does that differently.
Yeah, right? And just not underestimating. For anyone listening right now that has someone going through a hard time, and I'd be willing to bet a lot of you do.
Everybody.
Because a lot of people are going through hard times. Don't underestimate the value and just being there.
Show up.
Just sending
and keep
a
your
text.
Mouth shut. Yeah.
Sending a text saying, how are you? I'm thinking about you. How are you? I'm bringing you dinner tonight.
Yep.
How are you? I'm coming over in a few minutes to you know, hang
just
out.
Sit.
To just be there.
Just sit. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.